Hi everyone, it's Gordon Brown again with the very latest podcast for Hamilton Park Racecourse, and we're looking ahead to a real star-studded meeting. It is our Phoenix Utilities Lanark Silverbell race night. Nearly £192,000 up for grabs, and the feature race itself is a heritage handicap, the Lanark Silverbell. It's over a mile and a half. It's a six race card with the gates opening at 3 p.m. The first race is at 5:35. We go all the way through to our sixth and final race at 8:09, and then afterwards there's plenty of entertainment. GBX Anthems live to keep you on the dance floor all the way through to when last orders are at 9:45, and the event is due to close at 10 o'clock. Really tremendous evening ahead. And incidentally, it's our 15th meeting of the year. Where has 2024 gone? Our next meeting coming up will be on Wednesday, the 4th of September. And as we always say, more details on the Hamilton Park Racecourse website. Our feature race is an absolute cracker. I've been just looking through it, and the stables represented are some of the biggest trainers in the business. So we've got William Haggis from Newmarket with one of the likely favourites in Ya Yakel. And La Yakel was ridden by Kieran Fallon, who earlier this summer completed a full house of riding a winner at every British track when successful at Hamilton Park. We've also got from Newmarket George Bowie. He's got Mr. Allen, ridden by Tommy Jakes, who's been up at Hamilton Park a fair bit during the summer. Also from Newmarket, we've got Theory of Tide, representing the father and son combination of John and Thady Gosden. Although they haven't had a winner at Hamilton Park together, John Gosden's had about seven winners in the past with us. Other big trainers represented include Andrew Balding. He has got the goat in the race. And we've got Postilio. Postilio won the corresponding race in a canter last year when trained by Newmarket handler Roger Varian. He is now with the Irish handler Emmett Mullins. And Emmett is double-handed in the race because he's also got another runner, Tollstone. Emmett, of course, successful in the Grand National a year or two ago with Noble Yates. Postilio, top weight with 10 stone as well. He's about 14-1. He'll do well to be a back-to-back winner of this historic race. And last year's winner in the race, we've also got last year's third in the race, Faylak, for Jim Goldie. He was a recent winner, and he's got a £4 penalty for that success. And Amy Wolf is on board. Carries the same colours, incidentally, as a record breaker at Hamilton Park. Course record breaker with 9 wins, Jordan Electrics. What a race it's going to be for the Phoenix Utilities Limited Lanark Silverbell. It's due off at 7:05. The racing, the supporting card's very good as well. We've got the Darley EBF Novice Stakes, which is over a mile and 3 furlongs, £40,000 race, this 3-year-olds and upwards. William Haggis represented by the Reverend, beautifully bred. Kieran Fallon takes the ride on that as well. And John and Thady Gosden introduce an interesting well-bred newcomer in number 5 Military Academy. That's a race where there could well be some future stars appearing. The car gets underway with a maiden over the 5:35 over the stretch mile. One or two decent yards represented in this as well. Hugo Palmer, for example, has got Boston Run. Used to be based in Newmarket. Hugo, he's now in Cheshire. And Lucinda Russell's had plenty of winners, hasn't she, to Hamilton Park this summer. Dual Grad National winner. She introduces a 2-year-old debutant in the shape of Canavan. So it's all happening. It's going to be a fantastic night. Still time to book your tickets as well, as I say, on the Hamilton Park Racecourse website. 4 more meetings to come. We race again, as I mentioned earlier, on Wednesday afternoon, the 4th of September. But it's all about this big night. Who is going to win the Hamilton Park renewal of the 2024 Lanark Silverbell? I can't wait.